The global spotlight is focused on Ukraine once again. We'll test your knowledge about poverty, and there's a story today that connects a plane, a miracle, and some cake. That's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ukraine's back in the headlines. It's the center of G7 talks in Brussels. The country's new president is being sworn in Saturday, and violent fighting continues daily. Where does that leave the church? Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association gives us an update.
When you've got all this unrest and all the fighting going on, the churches certainly are concerned for the safety of their people. They're concerned for the physical safety of the missionary pastors on the eastern side.
They also want to share Christ with refugees pouring into Ukraine from Crimea and other border towns. Churches are doing this by forming friendships with refugees and meeting physical needs. Now, I know you want them to come to Christ, but they can't do it without you.
$15 could provide a food pack, and that contains items like flour, cooking oil, pasta, and other staples, plus Christian evangelistic literature.
Visit missionnetworknews.org for details and links. Ask the Lord to surround believers in Ukraine with His peace. Next, the Australian cleric who brokered the peace deal in the Niger Delta is negotiating for the release of the kidnapped Nigerian schoolgirls. Dr. Stephen Davis is confident they'll succeed despite government missteps along the way. Pray that the girls would have a sense of God's presence and grace. In the meantime, Open Doors is sharing hundreds of prayer messages with the parents of the abducted girls. Go to missionnetworknews.org if you'd like to send a prayer note of your own. This is Mission Network News. It's the first week of school in the Philippines, yet many students are learning their lessons in the shade of a coconut tree. In November, Typhoon Haiyan destroyed nearly every building in its path. The challenge of rebuilding lives will stretch on for months. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer.
Part of that recovery is also getting them back into normalized life, like getting kids back into schools, getting that rhythm back into life.
BGR teams have been working side by side with the Filipino church partners.
We've worked with about 8 schools, about 16 or 17 buildings. We've helped with almost 800 homes in a couple of the different impact areas. In the midst of all of that, we've been able to proclaim truth and give hope that's in the gospel to the Filipinos that we're working with.
You've heard the phrase, pray, give, or go. Well, it's what's needed to move forward. Links at our website.
That's an important process in the disaster response, moving to recovery, moving to rehabilitation, and on to development.
Meanwhile, how many people go to bed hungry every night? What sickness kills the most kids? How many people today don't have access to clean drinking water? Well, Matt Parker of Kids Alive International posted a quiz that helps you discover what you really need to know about poverty. Christ cared for the needy, and He still does. How can you share the love and truth that He shared with you? Check out the quiz through our website. Bet you won't get a perfect score. And God can answer your prayers without telling you. New Tribes Missions Aviation Ministry to Papua New Guinea encounters isolated tribes. Jim Sims is with New Tribes.
The airplane is a tool, and the main reason for us being in there is we're taking the gospel to people that have never heard. And it's just amazing to know that in the 21st century, we still have people that have never heard the name of Jesus even once.
In recent years, New Tribes planes became inadequate for the work. NTM began praying for a new fleet. Nothing happened, but kept praying faithfully and patiently. Suddenly, God answered.
We know from God's word, His timing is always perfect. We're not aware that anything is going on behind the scenes when, in fact, God already had this plane built and put together and was sitting on a ramp ready for us to go.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of the devotional Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study for yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.